What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Raven Show, with you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast, Star 99.9, today's best mix.
She wasn't feeling well yesterday, so today we are checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia. It's Raven's report card on Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. I heard you were sick this weekend.
I was. I had a sore throat and all congested and a headache. It was miserable.
That stinks. Was Raven at least helpful?
Huh. Is that what he told you?
Yeah.
I said I probably could have done a better job than I did.
I knew to ask.
Right.
Because he seemed very concerned that we would discuss it.
Well, no. Well, I'm concerned because I'm a man and I just don't do a very good job at it.
Let your wife speak. Go ahead, Alicia.
You know, us women don't get a day off when we're sick. It just doesn't happen. So I had to go out and get things done because I have a long work week this week. And instead of him getting out of the car and running into the places that we needed to go into, he made me do it.
But why wouldn't you just get out of the car and go? You know she doesn't feel good. That's a no-brainer.
Hey, even. These were all places that she wanted to go that she needed something specific.
Like what?
So, like Five Guys Burgers.
You can't figure out what to order at Five Guys.
She's very adamant about her food and her orders, and I would have definitely screwed something up.
Anna, I placed the order online. All he had to do was go in and pick it up.
Come on!
I would have screwed it up.
Come on!
I would have.
Yeah. How was the rest of the weekend?
It was all right. We went and looked at some houses that were totally disappointing. It was kind of a miserable weekend.
Right. And he certainly didn't help matters. I mean, you couldn't even go into Five Guys and place an order that you already placed online, pick it up.
You're right. And magically, I could not combine two houses that we looked at to be the magical house that we need.
Listen,
and that type of stuff.
Oh, Alicia.
I did wake up,
Alicia,
do the cat boxes, and mow the lawn and all those things before we even headed out the door.
He just pulled the husband where he tried to make something. I magically couldn't combine two houses, and somehow that's the same thing as running into Five Guys and picking up an order.
Right. In a man's world.
Right. So if you had to grade him based on the way he took care of you this weekend, or the lack of, what would you give him?
Well, you know, seeing as we're doing this call on Tuesday because I was sick yesterday, I'm counting what he did yesterday against him as well.
Oh, what happened yesterday? What happened yesterday?
He just has really terrible communication when it comes to his work schedule on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that he had to work on a specific date where there's a party at a friend's house, and come to find out he actually didn't have to work that night but scheduled to work after I told him about the party.
You lied?
This is
you
preposterous.
You lied to get out of a party?
This is ridiculous.
I don't understand how you lied to get out of a party.
A D.
Well, that's what
I didn't go in Five Guys and I'm going to work.
Right,
a D.
But you didn't communicate correctly, and this has been a reoccurring theme with you guys because you've told me that she has a real problem with the fact that you don't communicate your schedule, and this is exactly what she means.
Instead of taking the 2 minutes to actually look it up, he just tries to remember this entire schedule and gives me false information, and then it's my fault.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what, Raven? You have a lot of work to do this week to make that up and try to be a better husband.
I'm not talking to either of you.
Well, listen, now you're acting like a child. You're in a corner stomping with your arms crossed.
I'm not talking to either of you.
All right. Alicia.
Well, you have fun with that today, Anna.
All right, well, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I like when we gang up against you.
Oh, yeah.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.